From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Just days into her new post, Washington State Wine Commission's new executive director, Christina Kelly, is busy at work. And first off, Kelly says the new five-year strategic plan needs to be finalized.
I think it's also really important that I get to meet a lot of the winemakers and wine growers before harvest. And so I would say these summer months, get it out now over the next 2 to 3 months, because I know, you know, they're busy with harvest. So I think that's a priority.
And her staff, Kelly says, is exceptional.
It's a great group. I spent last week with everyone going through their plans, and I'm just so impressed with the talent that the commission has on hand. So meeting the wine growers and winemakers before harvest, getting the five-year strategic plan out, and continue to, you know, get to know the team and the wonderful assets that they bring to the Washington Wine Commission.
Promotions, Kelly says, will also be expanded.
The number one thing I want to make sure is that in our programming, that we're not just speaking to people who already know and love Washington, but we're speaking to a new set of consumers as they begin their wine journey.
And beyond Washington?
I think that there is an awareness of Washington State. There is a great demand for Washington State wine. I think the biggest challenge is making sure new consumers are in there, making sure that we are out there as advocates for the Washington wine industry, again, across the U.S.
Kelly will lead the Wine Commission's marketing, communications, special events, and branding of Washington wines.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.